Well, hello there. It's another day. I'm Jim Harrington, and
I am Bill Knight, and this is Thursday. You're going, okay, guys, so what?
Well,
I knew you'd ask that question.
We're doing something a little different on this Thursday, and probably every subsequent Thursday.
Well, we decided, because people were going, well, we want more, and, you know, we said, well, we do the bonus Tuesday, and now we're doing the entertainment Thursday, because the weekend's coming up. Yeah, we'll just give you a heads up on some things that maybe we've watched or know about, or we know that's coming up. And it's just our opinion of series and movies that we've watched, because let's face it, this is binge watch America now. We are glued to whatever we can find on the box.
A lot of people are still living in a world of at least limited isolation because of the COVID virus, and it's not 100% over, especially older people. Older people are really timid about going to movie theaters and concerts and things like that. So we'll give you some heads up on things you might want to check out from the comfort and security of your homes.
Yeah, and you don't have to wear a mask at home. That's the whole thing. But that's a different topic that we can talk about on the other shows on Monday, Wednesdays, yes, and Fridays.
Right.
This show, we'll just talk about some things. You know, one of the movies that I just saw, it's not a movie, it's a series called In From the Cold. And I don't think you've seen this yet.
No, nope.
But it's basically about a woman. She's got a daughter that's in an ice skating competition, and she's a single mom. And you're going, oh, cool lady. But she gets kidnapped by a CIA agent. And she finds out, well, she doesn't find out, she knew, that she used to be a Russian operative. She was a hit woman, the Whisperer.
Uh-huh. And,
yeah, but it's pretty good. It takes you through. I guess they end it with kind of a cliffhanger hook. You're going, oh, cool. So you don't know if it's coming back or not. They did leave it at a point to where, right, you're going to go, okay, I get it. But again, it is set up. I think they're waiting to see how it goes, because Netflix does that. They cast a line out and then they see if there's any bites on it. It's up to you. You might see something that's really great, but not if everybody sees it, it goes away. But at least they left it.
So that's on Netflix, and you can watch what, a whole season?
You can. Yeah, you can. I binge watched it in 2 days, and I was happy I did. It was a great series. I loved it. And I think you will too. There's some good, you know, if you want to see a woman kick some butt, hey, it's pretty cool, because she was a Russian operative and she was an experiment of the Russians and the only one to survive it, supposedly. We'll leave it at that. She does have some special talents.
I'll be sure to check out, what is it called again?
It's called In From the Cold.
Very good. On Netflix.
I've never stared you wrong, Jim. I've always told you good shows to watch.
Another great series to watch, and I saw this whole series. It's brand new to Amazon Prime. It's Reacher. Now, it's not the movie that stars Tom Cruise. It's a series that stars kind of a newcomer. His name is Alan Richson. Alan Richson. R-I-T-C-H-S-O-N. And the thing about Alan is he's a big guy. He's probably 6'5", but he has the mannerisms and a bit of the look of a young Clint Eastwood. And he pulls it off. And I'm not sure whether he intentionally does it or whether it's just him. But when you see this movie, this series, I think you'll see the similarity. This guy is kind of like a young, big Clint Eastwood. And it's a good series. The whole series is 8 episodes, and it's really worth some time. You can probably sit there and watch the whole thing and in a night, actually, because it's like a long movie, you know?
Yeah, if there's nothing going on, and there you go. You're sitting, what am I going to do tonight? Reacher. I wrote it down. I'm gonna check it out, because I like Clint Eastwood, even though I met him once, and he was a real jerk. But but it's not Clint Eastwood or his son, so I'm cool with that.
Right.
And I liked the original show, so that's a double bonus for me. I like that. So I think that's cool. Wanted was a good series. Now, this came from Australia and New Zealand. It's about two women that Wrongfully Accused. Did we talk about this?
You recommended it, and yeah. I saw it. It was excellent.
Yeah, two women that were accused of a crime that they didn't do. And so they're on the run, and they run into bad cop after bad cop. But it's funny, too. But it's there's some heart-tugging moments in there, and there is the friction between the young girl that does something kind of stupid, but she was born in the money, and she was also born with an inherited disease that is life-threatening. And anyway, the series kind of closes. They're hoping to bring it back. It was done in
2019. And the thing about it is, Bill, they actually, the cast did it, and then they scattered on to other projects, and then they released it on Netflix a year later during the pandemic. It became a massive hit, and now they want to do another season, and they got to put all the pieces back together again.
Yeah. You know, if you're a 25-year-old woman and you're going, man, I'll tell you what, you know, things aren't fair to blah, you could relate to the younger chick. If you're a 45 to 50-ish woman, you're going to relate to her partner in crime, and they don't really get along at first, but they grow together in, you know, in the series. They do end up driving off into the sunset. I'm not going to tell you about how they get to this point, but they never really beat being chased. They're just good at running from injustice.
Another great series you can check out is 1883, and it stars a bunch of very talented people: Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Sam Elliott, a newcomer, Isabel May, LaMonica Garrett, who is an excellent actor, and Mark Rissman, who's a German actor. And it's about a group of people who get together and form a wagon train and head west in 1883, and what they really faced. And the neat thing about this is it gets down to things you just never see in Westerns, like the problems they have getting across a river, the trouble they would run into with bandits in certain parts of the area that hadn't been settled yet. It's an amazing series, 1883. It's produced by and created by Taylor Sheridan, who is the same guy who created the series Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. And what it is, by the way, it's actually the prequel of Yellowstone, even though it came after, technically. It describes the Dutton family as they're moving from Texas to where they end up. It's really quite an impressive series, 1883. It's on Paramount Plus, and it's really worth a watch. Also, Yellowstone by itself is a great series. It's been around for two or three seasons, and it just keeps getting better and better. I heard Taylor Sheridan say that there will be an ending to that series, because that's how he developed the series in his head. He didn't think of it as being something that would go on forever. He thinks of it as a book, and he knows what that book is all about. So we've seen the beginning. Now we're in the middle. There will be an ending to that. But 1883, it's just beginning, and it's like maybe four or five episodes in. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's really worth a watch.
Yeah, and you know, I will mention too, there's if you like the Western type stuff, kind of a modern day setting, you may have seen it. It's older, Longmire.
Great series.
Great series. You want to watch it. There's enough there. You're going to be watching it for a while. You'll be at the end of it going, man, I wish there was more. I didn't really like that he hooked up with, I forget her name, but the one chick, because I think, you know, she kind of played a durr in it, but that's the way it goes. And even her sci-fi stuff, I think she plays a durr, but that's my opinion of her. Since we don't have a lot of time, one thing that's coming is, well, people that like sci-fi and Stranger Things, season 4, we don't know when that's going to be, but it's coming. And Robert Englund will be in it, too. So you remember him. And then Picard season 2 in March. If you're a Star Trek Discovery fan, that cranks up actually this weekend. Question is, who are you going on in the Super Bowl or the Loser Bowl?
Pick anyone. I don't have a horse in this race. I like certain aspects of both teams. I like the quarterbacks on both teams. There's a lot to be said for Joe Burrow, who's the quarterback for Cincinnati. Young guy, not a lot of experience, but he's just an amazing quarterback. Then, of course, there's Matthew Stafford for Los Angeles. He played for a number of years with Detroit, had no success there, not because of him, but because of a lot of different things that just didn't come into place in Detroit. They've struggled for years. He goes out there, and all of a sudden he has a winning season. So I don't really care. I'll watch. I'm not going to be, I probably won't watch the halftime because there's nothing there
Sucks.
That interests me. Nothing. I liked watching Paul McCartney. I liked watching some of the other acts, even back to the Beach Boys when they did it about 10 years ago. I have no interest in what they're doing now. They're calling this the biggest halftime show in history. I don't think so. I'll be willing to bet that the numbers, ratings-wise, dip significantly at halftime. The only thing I really do watch, and this is sad, I've been disappointed for the past few years. The Super Bowl commercials have always been fun to watch. Funny, clever.
The last not so few much.
Years, yeah, the last few years, not so much. You're exactly right. So, but I still will watch to see whether they've made some improvements there.
Actually, the commercials carried the interest through the game because, you know, not every second of a game is riveting. So you look forward to those commercials to, you know, give you a sense of, you know, a little comedic relief there. And, you know, what better way to sell a brand or a product than with a great commercial? And that's not just the advertising and the radio guy in me coming out. It's the truth. You want to build this image, whether it's on camera or verbally, in your mind. You got to paint this picture with words in your mind. The possibilities are limitless. But they've limited their possibilities.
One other thing we should recommend, Bill, because you and I saw this. If you're looking for a good movie,
yeah.
The Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
Yes.
You recommended this to me, and I watched it. It was fantastic. Now, this is not something to watch with the kids in the house. All right.
True.
So if you have little ones, you might watch it later at night when they're in bed, because some of the scenes are a bit adult. I'll leave it at that.
I felt bad about the ending for the one person in this, and I'll leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Watch it, and you know what? Watch it. And if you go, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about, Mr. Knight, or oh, I loved it, or I hated it, let us know. Well, how do we let you know? You can always contact us at mail@itsanotherday.com. mail@itsanotherday.com.
Now you're saying that's different than the email address you guys were giving out the last episode or the episode before that. That's because we have a new email address.
Yes, we do. And it's got our name on it, which means that the website is, well, I can't say it's being built. We have to get the builder for it. And, you know, you can email us on that too. Maybe you're a builder and you want to be a part of the show and get a free ad on it. And our pocketbooks are not limitless. They're limited.
Yeah. We're not Joe Rogan. Just no. Yet. No.
No, I mean, he gets $100 million to be on, well, whatever. Mm-hmm. We get...
your love and support.
Your love and support. We don't even get that. We really don't, so...
Actually, we do. Our numbers are amazing for... this is our 26th episode?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
We're getting tremendous downloads. We're getting a lot of streaming. They grew up like 271% when I checked last night, and I was like, oh, what?
Thank you.
It's amazing.
A poll found the top gifts women want for Valentine's Day include flowers and jewelry. There's no surprise there. Flowers and jewelry. You know, I would think more of the jewelry than the flowers, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would think that's true. And you know what? There are women that go, you know, it's really not important to me. You don't have to get me anything. Don't worry about it. Guys, that is a bear trap.
Yes.
And if you step into that, you deserve everything you're going to get or not get.
No, trust me. You don't want to do that. You want to get something. Don't forget, check us out every Monday through Friday. That's right, because we're going to be here Monday through Friday. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday will be our general appeal type shows. Tuesday will be our Tuesday bonus show, and Thursday we'll do our entertainment show. Hey, friends, that's going to do it for us. You have yourself a wonderful Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you. Bye.